According to the Commerce Department, more homes were under construction last month than at any point in the last 8 years. Groundbreaking on new homes also rose to a five-month high. But the Consumer Price Index, how much we pay for various goods, was flat last month. Joining us now is CNBC's Bertha Coombs. She's at the New York Mercantile Exchange. And Bertha, tell us about the housing starts first, the new home construction. What's happening?
It's a very good sign to see that we are seeing more groundbreaking on new homes. We had seen very weak residential construction investment, and that had been one of the things that had worried people. A lot of younger folks just aren't in a position to buy a new home, so you're seeing a lot of the builders on the lower end aren't building. A lot of the building that we're seeing and the growth is on the higher end. Boomers and folks who have already gotten into home wants and are trading up are more likely to go out and try to pursue a mortgage, which I can tell you from personal experience these days is a really long process. So that's one of the things that makes it hard in housing for people to trade up, qualifying for a mortgage. And then even though they qualify, they have to jump through an awful lot of hoops in order to get one.
Then there was some news today about the Consumer Price Index, which was flat. This is a change from recent months. What's going on there?
It's a mixed bag. A lot of the folks who sell us stuff are having trouble raising prices. They're having trouble making more money. So we don't want to get into a situation where we have deflation. If people keep thinking that, hey, you know what, I'm going to wait and not buy something because it's going to be cheaper, that's not very good for the economy. It also puts the Federal Reserve in a tough spot. They would like to raise interest rates in order to be able to have a bit of a cushion for when the economy goes into recession, to lower them again and spur investment. But right now, with inflation low and a lot of sort of sluggishness some people feel in the economy, that leaves them in a precarious position when you think about if we fall into inflation, they're kind of going to be out of ammunition in terms of what they can do, perhaps, to try to help stimulate the economy.
One more thing I have to ask you about, Bertha. You apparently are calling this rally in the stock market that we've been having the Rodney Dangerfield rally. Explain.
Yeah. You know, for those of us who are old enough to remember the comedian Rodney Dangerfield, his classic line was, I don't get any respect. There are a lot of folks who really don't feel like this is based on real fundamentals because we've seen S&P 500 earnings continuing to be lower year over year. You're not seeing a big jump when it comes to productivity. But there's also the phrase that people use called TINA, which stands for there is no alternative. If you are looking for some sort of growth in your investments, you kind of have to be in stocks because that's the only thing that's growing. Bonds are returning so little. And if you're looking at foreign bonds around the world, in some cases, they have negative rates. People are actually paying to have a little security in bonds. So they're very interesting times, and a lot of people are just wondering how long we can go on this way.
CNBC's Bertha Coombs joining us from the New York Mercantile Exchange. Bertha, thanks so much.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.